Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, in the city I would want to pick up something to eat, like some thrown bits of food or some grass or leaf from the jungle. But when I would see the other poor people also looking for the same, then I would not pick up anything out of self-sacrifice for my brothers, so they could come and pick it up, and I would instead remain hungry myself. When my health deteriorated and I became extremely weak and close to dying due to excessive hunger, I picked up some bits of food that were lying on the ground in a flower market, and I sat near a corner to eat. Just then, a young Ajami, a non-Arab, came with fresh chapatis and meat and began to eat it. Looking at him, my desire to eat this intensified immediately. When he would pick up the morsel of food to eat, I uncontrollably wanted to open my mouth so that he could put the morsel of food into my mouth. Eventually, I scolded my nafs, saying, "Don't be impatient. Allah Almighty is with me. I will not ask for anything to eat from this young man, even if death comes to me." Suddenly, that young man turns towards me and says, "Brother, come and join me. Have something to eat." I declined the offer, but he insisted. My nafs pushed me to eat with him, but I still declined. However, due to this constant insistence, I ate a little. He asked me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "From Jilan." He said, "I'm from Jilan also. Tell me, do you know of Abdul Qadir, the grandson of the famous saint Sayyid Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi?" He says that I said that that's me. He became restless upon hearing this and said, "When I was coming to Baghdad, your mother gave me 8 gold ashrafis to give to you. I was searching for you for all over Baghdad, but nobody could lead me to you. So much so that I ran out of my own expenses. I did not find anything to eat for 3 days. When I became weak and frail due to excessive hunger and my life fell in danger, then I used some of your wealth that was entrusted to me to buy chapatis and this meat. Please eat this food happily as it belongs to you. First, you were my guest. Now, I am your guest." Handing over the rest of the money, he said, "Please forgive me. I only used your wealth out of compulsion to buy the food." I became extremely happy. I gave him the remaining food and some more money. He accepted it and left. My dear Islam brothers, this is our Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is our Peer o Murshid. So much love and so much care he has for others. Inshallah, let's act upon this beautiful amal of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi alayhi and care for our family and for our neighbors as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.